You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to the One Girl Revolution podcast. I'm your host, Kate Bryan, and we are broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit Studios here in Royal Oak, Michigan. So hello to all of you listening live, and a big hello to everyone who's listening on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and the Podcast Detroit app. Per usual, we'll post the link once the show is up on our show notes page on Facebook at One Girl, G-I-R-L, Rev, R-E-V. So check us out there. Send us your comments, your thoughts, show topics, people you want to hear from, guests that we should have on, anything we want to hear from you. Also, you can find me on Twitter at Kate M. Bryan. I am so excited about this show, and I've actually been waiting. This is one of the guests that I've wanted to have on since the very beginning. So I'm really excited to introduce Candace Simons. Candace, thank you.
Hi. Welcome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored to be on.
We are so excited. We have so much to talk about because you're just a woman. You're a woman of all trades, I feel like. You do so many cool things, and you have your finger on the pulse of what's going on in Detroit. So I'm excited to talk a little bit about Detroit with you. But I want to start with just who you are. Somebody asked me at a party the other day, they were like, who are you? And I felt like that was such an existential question, you know, that it's like you dig into your soul. But I thought it was a good question because then you can take that anywhere. Like usually at parties and stuff, people ask, you know, what you do for your job or different things like that. But I thought it was a great question. So I want to ask you, who are you? Tell us about you. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, sure. So a little bit about me in general is I'm originally from Northville, so I'm a Michigander. I moved to Chicago for 10 years and moved back here about 6 years ago to Detroit. And I just loved being in Chicago, the energy, the people, the Midwest values, but it just became sort of a toxic space for me. So I needed to get back here and just be around friends and family, but I didn't really expect that I was going to fall in love with the city like I did. So the city really reminds me of myself. Like I'm very shiny and professional in some areas, but super gritty and just down and dirty in other areas of my life. So I think authenticity, I'm very authentic, and so is Detroit. So a lot of what I fell in love with about Detroit are things that I'm proud of myself, values, and, you know, just a history of having good values and having good people around you. So I really connected with the city in a way that I wasn't expecting. So the unexpectedness of that is really where everything else then starts falling in line with my life and my career. Because nothing when I moved back here was planned out or expected, which is not like me. I'm usually very thought out of what I'm doing. But priority one was getting back here and recentering myself. And then everything just kind of fell into place from there.
That's awesome. Well, and that's so much of Detroit. I feel like there are so many people that are moving to Detroit. A lot of young people are moving to Detroit or even coming to visit just because it really is becoming a city. And I think it's always been that way. It's always been a city of hopes and dreams. It really embodies the American dream for a lot of people. And I love on the flag, and we've talked about it on the show a couple of times, like on the Detroit flag, how it talks about how Detroit, there's always hope for the future. And then Detroit rose from the ashes. And I love that because I think for women specifically, there's so much of our lives, like we'll have things that happen in our lives, but there's so much hope for the future, but also we can rise from the ashes. And so like, I love that about Detroit and just some of the stuff you were saying about what 100%. A great city it is.
I know I always say when people ask me about, you know, what do you love about Detroit? And those are a lot of the points and the things that I think really surprise people when you talk about the passion and the love for the city. But one of the main things that I got in the questions that I got, and I think a lot of people get when they're moving back to Detroit from a major city or somewhere else, is what are you going to do there? You know, what's in Detroit and why would you do that? And it's a real question. And at first I didn't have an answer, but now I have a lot of really good answers. So
that's awesome. Well, and I think everybody, I always am like a big cheerleader of Detroit. Like I was living in DC and then was in Dublin, Ireland. And I always was talking about how great Detroit is. And people thought I was crazy because you look on the news or you look on social media and you're like, Detroit is burning to the ground. Like if you just followed what was going on in the news. But everybody that I know that has come to Detroit, they're totally in love with the city. They fall in love with the city.
Yeah. And we're truly changing the narrative and the story that's being told in Dublin and in other areas globally. So I think that's really important to make sure that the good is being told with the bad so people aren't afraid of us.
Yeah. And that's life too, right? There's always good and there's bad. And like everybody kind of goes through different phases. And so Detroit really embodies that in so many ways. I want to talk about all the different things that you've done, but I want to give the listeners a little bit of your background and then we'll kind of dig into each of the things as well. Candace is the CEO of Brooklyn Outdoor, a creative advertising and media company based here in Detroit. She's the president and CEO of J'adore Detroit, which I'm really excited to hear about. And that's actually how I found out about Candace as I started following them on Instagram. So check them out on Instagram if you're not following them. And I'll make sure to post their Instagram and how to get a hold of Candace and all the projects that she's working on. I'll link all those in the show notes. And then something that I'm really excited about that is very close to my heart. She's one of the owners of Alley Taco in Detroit, which I just went to recently and obsessed with. I know a lot of people talk about Taco Tuesday, but I like tacos every day. And I think that's most people. So yeah, I'm excited to talk about each of those things. But Candace, tell me about Brooklyn Outdoor. Tell me how that started and tell me a little bit about what you do with Brooklyn Outdoor.
Sure. So Brooklyn Outdoor is started primarily as an outdoor advertising company. That's our bread and butter. It's what we do. So anything you see outside your house when you leave your home is considered out of home advertising. So it's a sector of there's out of home, radio, print, TV, and digital, which is online. So when you think about an advertiser, they would have a budget across all these different formats, and we kind of fit in that out of home area. So billboards, walls, hand-painted murals, transit advertising, taxis, the list goes on and on. That's and awesome. We've really done it all. So that's what I did in Chicago for 10 years.
Okay.
So I moved back here and I had basically a fork in the road of do I work for myself or do I work for someone else? And I had three interviews lined up in New York for one path and three lined up for the other path at the same time. And I landed all of them. So I just realized that at that exact point, I needed to follow my gut, and my gut was telling me to start my own media company. So I just went and I didn't look back. And that's really similar to a lot of Detroit creatives and people that I'm really in touch with here, is that it's that sense of no fear and I'll just think about it later. And yeah, I mean, I don't sleep very much, but I have a really good time doing it. We have offices in Chicago, New York, and LA, cool. As well as here where our headquarters is. And since we started, we've expanded our offerings just based on clients' needs. So if a client comes to us and they want something more unique, then we'll create that for them. Like we created a bill bar, which is a billboard that you can walk in and drink beer out of.
What? That's awesome.
So just taking a concept and then taking that one step further to create a true experience with your customer. With social media and everything now, it's harder and harder to connect with people in an authentic way. So we, as a media company that's ever changing with technology, have to be really conscious of that and make sure that we're developing as the times are developing as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so cool. Yeah, one thing that when I started following you on Instagram and you know, I follow Brooklyn Outdoor and I follow J'adore Detroit, is how you really have opened up the world to so much beauty and so many cool things that are happening in Detroit, but also elsewhere, you know, because you're traveling to these different offices and you do a great job of revealing that beauty in the different places that you are. And I'm sure sometimes you're in these, you know, shitty little neighborhoods or whatever, and it's like you're finding beauty in all of those things. And that's, I love that Instagram and social media gives us that opportunity, because I think it opens our eyes. We're looking for beauty in the depths of different places, and we see it in Detroit, but also in LA and Brooklyn and all these different places, to find beauty and look around, you know, what's around you, and share that with the world.
Yeah, I find that I'm so much more aware now when I'm traveling of that beauty that's there, and not just what is in the guidebooks, because that's why I started J'adore Detroit. Was I was finding all these gems and all these places that most people didn't know about or didn't necessarily feel comfortable going to, because they hadn't heard from someone that they trust that this is an okay place to go. So, yeah. So when I'm traveling, I like to really understand what local cultures are about and what people do there locally, because I think that those are the coolest places to go.
And it probably gives you a lot of ideas, too, right, for Brooklyn Outdoor and for other things.
Yeah, and it's fun. I mean, I love traveling, and even when I'm traveling for work, you know, I still really try to either, if I can possibly go a day early to wherever I'm going, I like to at least explore a little bit and check out some new food places and art and all sorts of stuff. So, yeah, I love traveling. It's a huge passion of mine. I haven't been able to travel as much for pleasure recently because we've been so busy. But, I mean, I try to take like that day just to
check it out, scope
out the scene.
Especially when you get so busy, it's like you have to find opportunities to kind of sneak in those little experiences.
Absolutely.
And adventures. How'd you get the name for Brooklyn Outdoor?
Brooklyn is my dog's name. He's I have two dogs, Brooklyn and Bentley, poor Bentley. But Brooklyn is a little quirky rescue chihuahua mix that's just crazy. He looks super cute and he'll totally trick you. So, you know, we're with that, and having grown up in a cottage near Brooklyn, Michigan, and then just Brooklyn itself as a borough of New York is very similar to how we are and how we operate. And again, it brings that clean professional with that uniqueness of who we really are as people. So not a lot of companies in our industry really celebrate the people and the culture that they've built in their organization. So our company is a little bit of an anomaly in that. And it's been good and it's been bad because we get some criticism for it. But we also get a lot of praise for it because we're staying true to ourselves and showing people who we really are. And I mean, I believe if I'm going to buy anything from someone, I want to buy something from someone that I feel like I know and can trust and is not going to steer me in the wrong direction. So I'm going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Well, and like in this day and age too, you gotta be innovative to keep good people, in your companies. And I think a lot of companies or organizations, I'm hearing all these stories from my friends, and we all have friends like that where it's like, it kind of, they do the same thing that they've done for 30 years. And we're not living in the same place that our parents even were. You know, we have to be innovative in our careers and the things that we're doing and involved in. But I'm sure for you, it's like you have to keep things innovative and exciting for all the people, all of your employees as well.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to have employees.
Yeah.
When you're an entrepreneur, a lot of times you're piloted. I don't think that's a word. You just go and you just do, and you do the things that you know how to do best. And then it gets to a point where you start having to hire people, and then you start becoming a manager. And a lot of times entrepreneurs are not managers.
Right.
So I'm constantly fighting against who I naturally am at the core of my being in my work every day, because I have to be everything and some of the things I'm not naturally good at being. So it's definitely a challenge being an entrepreneur, and Detroit's so great about sharing. A lot of other cities that I could have started a company in are not arms open. They're keep your secrets.
Yeah.
You know, close to your chest. So.
Yeah. And there's a great community here too, right? For entrepreneurs. And I know that you're starting a new initiative. I may as well ask you that about that now.
Yeah. And that kind of goes, I mean, it feeds right into it. There's a group that's called Dames Collective, and they just started about a year ago. It's a national, it's now going to be a national organization. So each city, major city, will have a chapter. And it's super quirky, fun, funky. Like the girls are that started it are just totally cool, badass girls. And I just wanted to, when I spoke to them, they said, you know, we want you to start, be one of the people to start this chapter. And obviously I have a lot of stuff going on, but it just resonated with me because females in the city, yeah, we connect through going to different events and we see each other around, but there really isn't that. And we share and we're open, but there isn't that connection that you would have as in a collective like this, where you're actually meeting monthly, talking about what issues are arising, how you've handled certain situations, have speakers come in about certain topics that, cool, you know, you're interested in. So it's really for thought leaders, entrepreneurs, and innovators, I would say. So it's going to be the Detroit Dames Collective. We're going to have a launch party on this, I believe it's on the 6th of December at my loft space in Eastern Market. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, it's not something that's going to be a huge commitment because we're all busy, but I think it's important to make that time. So I mean, our monthly meetings will be early in the morning on, you know, a Thursday or a Friday, and yeah, then we'll have some fun after work. But, you know, not something that's, it's something that's going to support what you're already doing on a day to day, I think, and be really helpful and strong group of women. So
that's awesome. And it's so good to have in this day and age. We need good women supporting good women, you know, and building community, because we've talked about that before on this show. It is hard to be a woman stepping out and being courageous and being fearless in our hopes and dreams, and even just some little things that we're doing in our community. You know, it can take a lot of courage to step out. But it's really beautiful that you're, you know, helping found this kind of community for women who are kind of all on the same wavelength to support one another. Because also there's the whole like cutthroat element that we often see.
Absolutely.
Amongst women.
And being siloed.
Yeah.
You know, when you're starting something, you tend to, or at least I did, and I know a lot of others do, push yourself away from friends and family, and not on purpose, but you're just so in what you're doing and your idea and your dream that you're just, that's all you're doing. And so getting out of that and hearing other perspectives is really important and would have helped me a lot in my path, you know, growing into where our businesses have grown. It would have been really helpful to have that type of sounding board and actual connections with people on an ongoing basis, as opposed to just seeing them, you know, once a year.
Yeah. And people that are kind of on the same path as you too. But now it's great that you can kind of be that, first of all, to your employees, but also to other women in the community, you know, who are trying to start things or start initiatives or just have ideas. You know, sometimes we have an idea and we think it's a great idea, and then, like you said, you know, you kind of
tweaking.
Need some tweaking, or you need women that can kind of challenge you in a good way. And we all need that. Like, we should all be striving to become the person that we are made to be. And in order to do that, we need to have people challenge us sometimes. You know, it's like this constructive criticism. I think it's hard because I have a little tender heart sometimes. And so it's like sometimes somebody gives you criticism and you take it really personally, but you can't. Like, once you get, I feel like as I get older, the more confident I am in like, all right, noticing that it's constructive criticism versus like taking it personally. But
for sure.
But it's still hard.
5-6 years ago, I mean, I definitely was in the same boat, and I still am occasionally, you know, things, because you put so much heart and soul into it that it can be quite crushing and devastating at times. But you learn how to manage it. But again, that's something that someone that's been through and walked through those same footsteps can just knock you right out of that and bring you back real easily. So it's the camaraderie, I think, that is something that's been missing. So
yeah,
in Detroit, it's easy to find these little things of that are missing and jump on them and move forward with them.
That's awesome. It's so great. It's great to hear. And hopefully other people that are listening will create communities kind of similar to that. Because sometimes it's even just like book clubs, you know, it doesn't mm-hmm. necessarily have to be all entrepreneurs, but just to build that community, I think is important for women.
There's a lot of artist specific collectives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, I'm an artist at heart, even though I can't draw worth anything, but
I'm the same.
You know, there's a lot of collectives out there, but what I haven't seen is what Dames Collective's building. Mm. So that's something that just jumped out at me is like, I got it. We have to participate in that somehow, even if I was just a member and I didn't.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know. That's really cool. Okay, so let's talk about J'adore Detroit. Tell me about how did that start?
That started about a year after I moved back to Detroit from Chicago. Like I said, I started my business almost immediately. So for about a year, I was locked upstairs in my office, in my house in Plymouth. And I was just branding and building a website and building social media and building media kits and, you know, all these things that you need in a business. And just, I mean, we were off to the races almost immediately. So everything kind of came after, whereas normally people start a business, they get all their ducks in a row and then they launch. Yeah. We just went and launched. So I started missing that creative energy, that city vibe and that feel. And so I was like, man, you know, I don't know why none of my friends ever go downtown to Detroit. You know, what's happening?
Yeah.
You know, so, and I had gone down there, you know, in that first year, but I wasn't exploring, let's just say. So I started exploring. I started going downtown by myself, you know, multiple times a week. I would go for an afternoon and I would walk around Belle Isle, or I would walk, you know, walk around Lincoln Street Art Park and just meander and look at things. And I would research different things going on at different places that I didn't find on Metro Times, or, you know, I looked at things from a more curated eye, I think. So I just started exploring and I fell in love with the things I was finding. And so people just started naturally asking me, hey, what did you do this weekend? Where was that? What is that? Should I go to that? Is that fun? You know, and I started getting all these questions. And again, I was traveling a lot. So people from out of state were also asking me about Detroit. It looks really cool. Yeah. I didn't know that those things were there. So it just became this thing that I started, and I started the list first, and I started that because I was almost sick of writing everything down for everyone.
Yeah.
So I just wrote it down on the site and I was like, just go to the list and look at that and you'll figure out what
to do.
That's
a really smart idea. That's really smart.
So then realtors started using the list when different people were moving to Detroit.
Oh my gosh,
and they were giving
pay you.
It to their, you know, friends and stuff. And so it turned into its own thing. And then I started writing posts about the things I was doing because people wanted more details. And it was just like a passion project that I started. And then I realized it was more than just a passion project. It was really a need in the community, because the things that we write about and that I was writing about starting out were all things art, entertainment, culture, fashion, design, everything possible, really. And a lot of the blogs that I was reading when we started that I was finding were specifically about one thing, like Eater's really amazing with restaurants and food and capturing images of new places opening. Curbed, amazing real estate, you know, all of these things that are happening. And I just didn't find anything that was all encompassing and curated of something that I would want to do or read. So that's what I started, was just, I listened to the people around me, what they were asking me, what they wanted, and then I just delivered it.
That's awesome. And it's so simple too, you know. Yeah. Like I'm sure it was a lot of work, and not to like downplay it, but so many people, we know our neighborhoods and like we know our cities, and like to take that to Instagram and like start a blog and just be talking about things that you're doing or things that other people should see, it can kind of, it can reveal this beauty, you know, that we often, people don't see right off the bat.
Yeah. And actually I haven't, we haven't put this out there yet, but I'm going to be looking for a few columnists for the blog coming up, because I think it's important that it's not only just like my point of view on what's cool and what's in, because I'm getting older. we do have our intern Neens writes a lot, and Lauren lately with Lo, she writes as well. But I love to just get different perspectives. So I'm going to be putting that out there soon, that people can sort of apply to to be columnists, and whatever they want to write about, they can just sort of send it over to us and we'll review it. And maybe we'll have the columnist for 6 months. Maybe we'll have them for 3 months. We haven't quite decided yet, but that's kind of something that I've been thinking about, is just, you know, there's so many different perspectives and
And there's so much going on too.
Yeah.
Like you, cause you're going to events, you're doing different things. What are, so right off the top of your head, what are some of your favorite spots in Detroit? And it could be anything. It could be the waterfront. It could be, you know, a restaurant, bars, just people that are listening. If they're going to headed out in Detroit or they're coming to visit Detroit.
Yeah.
What would be some of your favorites?
I would say, and it's, it really is, this is a tough one for me, cause I could go by neighborhood and neighborhood and neighborhood, but I mean, my loft space in Eastern Market is my favorite space.
The Eastern Market is so cool. For people that haven't been, it's such a cool spot.
It's like, we just didn't know when we moved into the loft, like, what the neighborhood really was all about. I mean, we did, but it just, everything just started going crazy and blossoming. And then we started working with the murals and the market team, and, you know, like all these amazing murals were going in. And so Eastern Market, and specifically my loft space, because I designed it according to like what my dream space would look like. It's an event venue in Eastern Market is our office. So it's our office by day, and then we rent it out by night or by day to corporations who want to do meetings or community events or cocktail parties. And we've had like fashion shows in there, all sorts of stuff. So it's really cool. So that's my favorite spot, and I get such a great view of the city. I love the riverfront and the DeQuinder Cut. I think that those are great areas for me just to clear my head and just walk and look and not speak.
Yeah, it's so beautiful and peaceful. Yeah. That's one of my favorites, is to walk along the waterfront right there, and you can see Ambassador Bridge.
We are getting to the point where our waterfront's really going to rival any other waterfront that I know of, because the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy is just doing a phenomenal job of that. And that's a huge organization that we support, Brooklyn Outdoor and J'adore Detroit, just because of all the work that they've done and the programming that they're putting in is just really cool. I would also say I'm loving the Detroit Foundation Hotel right now. The lifestyle director, Jen Lee, is just, she's just bringing so many cool events there, and, you know, different trunk shows and things that are really unique. And, you know, the restaurant's always great. And of course, it's right on the riverfront, too.
It's beautiful.
Lady of the House.
Oh,
Kate
yeah.
Williams, that's one of my favorite chefs, close friend of mine. Love her. Selden Standard, you can't go wrong with Selden.
Okay.
The DIA, I mean, is just stunning and beautiful. I would say those are some good spots.
Yeah,
but
that's awesome. No, that's, I'm just thinking of people that are coming, because a lot of times you like, people know Motown, but a lot of people don't even know about the waterfront, you know, so I've been telling more and more people about that, because there's so much cool stuff going on there. And yeah, there's so many different pockets of Detroit where they have cool restaurants and really interesting, innovative things. You know, so many people are coming from other places to start restaurants or bars or different. My sister loves tiki bars, so she loves Mutiny Bar, which is in Mexican Town.
That's lately with Lo. That's her favorite
place. Oh, really? Oh, yes. That's awesome. Yeah.
So it's all about perspective.
It's true. It's true. So everybody has a different spot, but Detroit has so many different types of things that it's like anybody that came to Detroit, they would find stuff that they like.
Yeah.
You know, so talk to me about Alley Taco. How'd you get connected to, I went to Alley Taco like 2 weeks ago and I loved it. And I'm
so
a big
good.
Taco. I love Mexican food. So I would have, yeah, I wanted to try it before you came, and I loved it.
Mexican food is, if there was ever a question of what, if you had to be stranded on a desert island for the rest of your life, what would you eat? It would be tacos, Mexican food.
Same, girl.
Hands
same.
Down.
Oh, my gosh.
So, When the opportunity came up, one of my business partners was opening the second Alley Taco. The original one was in Marcus Market, which I was not part owner of. But when he was opening the flagship store, we were planning on having both running. It didn't work to have the Marcus Market open and to have the flagship. So now we just have the flagship. But you know, it's going really well, and it's actually something that I have the least amount of to do with, because the stuff that I do for Alley Taco are all the things that I'm just naturally really good at doing. Ah. So, you know, the PR, the social media, the marketing, you know, things like that that are just really second nature to me. So it's not really work, and then I just get to go eat tacos.
Amazing. So you're like living the dream.
Pretty much. I mean,
I love all the things that you're doing, but that's like the thing that I'm just like, oh, that's amazing.
I walk in and there's new people there and I'm like, hi, I'm the owner, I want tacos. And they're just like, no, you're not. We don't even know you.
You're like, I am. I have to Instagram it right now, so give me all the tacos.
I know, but yeah. So that's just been really fun and a really different side of I love learning new things, and I love experiencing new types of anytime I go get my hair done, I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you putting that on there? What is it? What is it going to do? You know, I just want to know everything. So it's been fun.
But that's the beauty of everything that you're doing. And I think that's what all of us should be working towards, is like just always growing and open to change in our life, you know, because like that's
when hard.
It's hard. Yeah. But even, yeah, just to jump off like you did and moved back to Detroit. And I did something similar recently, too. And it's just been such so many great things have happened just because I was willing to make the jump, you know, make the leap. And you can't even. We can't even fathom sometimes the great things that will happen in life if we don't try and control everything.
Right. And definitely when you are a business owner, a lot of that type A of, you know, I want to be in control of everything really has to be thrown out the window, because you're not going to be able to. So,
yeah.
Change with the times.
It's true. So let's talk about Detroit a little bit more, because I know you're involved in a lot of different things. And even J'adore Detroit, you go to a lot of fundraisers and different things. What are some like initiatives or things that are happening in Detroit that you are interested in, or that you kind of have your eye on different things? Like I just met with Teresa Sumter, who started Detroit Pit Crew. So they're going into Detroit and they're rescuing all these sweet animals. A lot of times, like, these animals have like gunshot wounds or all these different things. But what are some things
that love dogs?
Yeah, I know.
We are huge dog people at Brooklyn Outdoor and J'adore Detroit. We just love dogs. We always have dogs in our loft. So anything animal oriented, we love. Again, the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy, which I mentioned. Yeah. Michigan Women's Foundation is a huge organization that we support. They have a really excellent programming with the different charities that they participate with. Enough Said is a big one that they work a lot with. And they just have really great programming and support for entrepreneurs and women specifically. So it's now called Michigan Women Forward.
Okay, cool.
I keep getting it wrong because it was Michigan Women Foundation forever. But my girls over there would be mad if I didn't get it right. And just the people in the city and like my employees and just like the people that I meet on a day-to-day basis, fans of J'adore Detroit that just come up to me, and half the time I'm just moving so fast, I'm not even thinking about the potential impact that I might actually be having on other people. It's not being selfish by any means, but it's just, you're in that constant go, 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 go. But when someone just stops you and says, thank you for what you're doing, and sort of explains why they are so attracted to the blog or the things that, you know, we're posting about or the organizations that we support, it really goes a long way and it keeps me moving. Mm. But it's just been really cool just to connect with people in that authentic way of just being out. I'm always tell anyone that is a fan of the blog, if you see me out, just stop me. And
that's awesome.
Don't think about being like creepy or weird or whatever, because I'm creepy and weird too. So, You know, let's just connect.
We all do it. Like, if you saw, even if you saw a celebrity, like, I would be the person that would go up to them. I know there's, like, rules about that. Like, you shouldn't go up to them while they're eating or whatever, but I still would have a hard time not going up to them. I think we talked about the city of Detroit, but I think there's something really special to be said about the people of Detroit. Mm-hmm. And the longer that I'm here, the longer that I've been back, I just keep having all these beautiful interactions with people where I'll just be, like, parking my car and going in for...
People are
meeting
so nice.
Somewhere. They're so kind, and like everybody watches out for you. And especially when they see a woman, it's like there's like a reverence there for women in Detroit. And I just think it's really beautiful. So shout out to all the people of Detroit, because they're just the best people in the world. And Detroit's the best city in the world. So I've said that before, and I'll say it again.
I have to agree.
So where do you find inspiration and passion? I know you talked about your loft, but where do you find that?
Yeah, I mean, just from what we've been talking about, it's really not hard to be inspired in Detroit and be passionate when you're in it, and be really inspired from all the people that are motivated out there making things happen. Detroit's just a super motivating and creative environment, so... The hard work and support of my peers and the people that I'm meeting on a day-to-day basis is really what keeps me going, and keeps me in, I would say, also the growth that I see around me too also keeps me inspired. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I'm having, even if it's the tiniest little thing, you know, I'm having something to do with that. And you know, that's a really cool thing to be able to look back on, you know, when I'm older and say, oh my gosh, I remember when that happened. And, you know, I was a part of that. And so it's just, it's cool to potentially be a part, a little part of history.
Yeah. What have you learned about yourself through all of this? Like starting.
I've really learned, and I try to remember every day, is to be true to myself and be authentic in who I am with everything that I do. Mm-hmm. So if it doesn't fit within my core value system and what I believe, then I just won't do it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's at the detriment of, you know, financial detriment.
Sure.
But, you know, I believe that it'll all come back around. It will all find its way to circle back in a positive way. So in any aspect, I believe that of my life, I've really celebrated uniqueness. And that's something that's in our core value system with Brooklyn mm-hmm. Outdoor, is to celebrate that. And I have a slightly outspoken personality from time to time. I don't necessarily dress the same way as a lot of other professionals do. I've always had different color hair and different things, and I've toned it down to a certain point, but I just don't feel like doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And I haven't since I started the company.
Yeah. You built this.
It's all about just who we are and take it or leave it at the door.
That's awesome. Well, and I think it's so important for women to be themselves, you know, to dig down and stand on principle. That's one thing that I've always strived to do. And there are a lot of different ways you can say it, but I always think about, you know, what are my principles? What are my core values? And stand by that. And sometimes it is, you know, a detriment monetarily, because you miss out on things because you're not willing to support something, you know, that doesn't kind of align with your core values. But I think that that's so important. And I think the world would look a lot different if every single person, if everyone did it, if they dug down and they were like, these are my core values, even sit down and write them out. And I know you, being a businesswoman and entrepreneur, there's so many different things that you have to think about with each of your initiatives. And a lot of times you kind of sit down and think about, like, okay, what are the types of people that I want? What are the values that I want them to uphold? But that's so important for us individually to think about, what do we stand for and what's really important? Because that will help you make a lot of decisions in your life. And then you'll be confident that you won't have regrets because you stood on principle, you know, that you stood with your core values.
Right. And the core values that I carry in Brooklyn Outdoor and that we uphold are the values that I uphold in my life, or the values that I uphold in J'adore Detroit, and you know, all these things that I'm doing, friends and family relationships and so on and so forth. So it all kind of just goes together at the end of the day. It's just important to for me to continue just to be myself, and it's gotten us this far. So, you know, now moving forward, going on 6 years, it's going to be all about perception management next. That's sure. The next thing is, everyone thinks when you're an entrepreneur, you're just rolling around in the money, and it's really a challenging time for us.
Yeah. Well, because everybody's watching you. I mean, now you have all these different projects that you're working on, and so there is. Yeah, I'm sure it's difficult.
We can't do anything anymore just by hand. And like we have to start. We started developing these custom systems and automation, and
Hate that stuff.
Doubled the staffing, and again, things that are completely foreign to me, and things that are completely against my natural hardwiring. So it's challenging, but. As long as we're maintaining our identity in the world, then that's the most important thing for me.
Yeah, that's awesome. What impact do you hope to make on the world, Candace, you individually? And then maybe even like what impact do you hope that Brooklyn Outdoor has and J'adore Detroit? And I'll tell you my thoughts about it, looking at you and looking at all the things that you're involved in, is you reveal so much beauty. You know, you're highlighting beauty and the power and the passion of Detroit. That's what I love. And that's where I first connected with you on Instagram, as I loved seeing my city be revealed so in such a beautiful way, in such a powerful way. But I see in all the different things that we talked about that you're involved in, you're revealing beauty and truth. And that's what I see, your impact in the world. But what do you hope?
I would say curation and connectedness are two big words like that really come together. Fun and connected is our Brooklyn Outdoor. That's our contribution to the world.
That's
like
cool.
We don't take ourselves too seriously. We always have fun with whatever we're doing, and we connect with people, brands, opportunities. We just make connections. I'm a connector by nature. So that sense of curation across the board and highlighting all these beautiful things that are happening in the city and putting that on a national spotlight to my advertising brands. We are a national advertising company. We have billboards and walls and properties across most every major city in the United States. But there's something that's been really unique with the inbound marketing that J'adore Detroit has had on Brooklyn Outdoor, because it's put a spotlight on Detroit to our large advertising clients who are bringing these budgets to Detroit that weren't before, because
That's awesome.
Just didn't know what was here. So being able to be a part of that and bringing those advertising dollars to Michigan and connecting that revenue and into the state, and potentially people opening stores in Michigan because they just didn't know. Like, I mean, there's so much there that I hope to inspire in the world, and like just beauty and power and, you know, just seeing the beautiful things in everything, and inspiring people to do things that are out of the ordinary and that are unexpected. 'Cause that's really what I've been doing. And there's just something really fun and positive and cool about doing something that someone else hasn't done before and doing it on your own terms.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine, if you rewind?
No.
If you rewind 6 years, you never imagined any of this, like with Brooklyn Outdoor or J'adore Detroit. I mean, it's so cool to me that it just started as like a passion project.
Yeah, I didn't expect that we would now have 12, you know, employees at Brooklyn Outdoor. It started with just me and my boy Dave out in LA, and he was selling and I was selling, and we were literally just all day, every day selling billboards and figuring out what was going to happen next. And just the energy that we kind of started putting out there and showing people something different. Is initially what then started bringing people to us and saying, you know, I don't want to work at be employee number 7,625 anymore. Right. And you know, the first thing is, okay, well, it's going to be harder, you know, working for us, but I think we get a lot more out of working with each other than we would working for a large company that
totally
is just a punch in and punch out.
Yeah. And there's
we're really a family, and that's, you know, I couldn't ask for any better people and any better culture than we've built, and we've built it together. It's not something that I've just done all on my own. It's taken every single person, and with each person comes a new perspective and a new sense of, hey, have you thought about doing it like this? And I'm open to, I continue to be open to change.
That's
and
awesome.
We're changing every year because we don't know how to scale a company. I don't know how to scale a company.
Yeah. Well, and things in the world are changing,
and I've just
so fast.
Been doing it. So
things in the world are changing so fast. So I'm sure it's also trying to go with the times too. And then you get, you know, people that are younger, straight out of college.
Right.
I find like I'm learning so much
now.
About, I know, same girl, same. But like, I'm trying to figure out how to do different things on Instagram. Yeah. And then you have some like 18-year-old strolls up. And yeah, thankfully.
My interns.
I know.
They actually teach a bunch of stuff to us.
Which is amazing. We need them. What advice would you give to other women? They could be any ages. It could be high school or women that are professionals that maybe have a dream that they haven't.
I always say, like, just go for it. It's the simplest advice I think ever. But if you really believe in a path and you are just super passionate about that, and you've run it by a few people, like we talked about, I mean, you gotta get some feedback.
Yeah,
on
you can't
it.
Just do it. No man is an island. No woman
go
is
for
an
it
island.
Because especially if you're young, and I mean, I wouldn't have been as successful as I am now if I started this company when I first got out of college, or even 5 years into my advertising career. It was just about the right time and the right place. And at that moment, I knew it was clear to me that I had to do it. So if I didn't listen to that and just go for it, then I'd probably be employee number 7,652 and be extremely unhappy with where I was at and where I was going. And then at that point, I would just be complacent and, oh, okay, well, I'll just stay because I've been here long enough. Like, you're never too old or too young to start something. Just trust yourself. Do you have what it takes? Because that's what a lot of people don't think about when they're sitting in someone else's shoes is, oh, I can do what my boss does.
Right.
Well, it looks easy from your perspective because every perspective's different.
Right.
But do you have what it takes to, you know, not have any money for a long time?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, and like work literally every single day and not take a vacation without your computer. And, you know, I mean, there's just, it's, you definitely get a lot of freedom, but you also get the other side of it. So just go for it and be ready and take it on.
And I think there's something to be said.
And ask for help.
Oh, yeah. That's a really good one. And like, ask people's opinion about things, like you were saying, is like, it's so important for us to be surrounded by people. And that's so many things in life. You know, it's just like asking other people's opinion. Not that you're going to live your life by what other people think, but it is important to like have sounding boards and people that you trust and that know you, you know whether or not you should take this risk. And I always think about when it comes to entrepreneurial opportunities or organizations or different things, it's always this calculated risk, right? So, you know, you don't want to just like quit your job and you have no money to like pay your bills.
You have to
and
be
then
smart.
You have to be smart about it. But, and I think there's something to be said too about getting out of college and working for other people. Like, I've learned so much working for other people. And also like learning about myself and like what I need in certain situations. And I'm sure that was you too. It's just like good to.
So much personal development. Like, and especially as I get older, so many workshops and business coaches and people that I trust to just give me that feedback that's been so vital. conferences. I mean, I went to a weekend with Sophia Amoruso, Girl Boss.
Yeah.
And just like the connections that I made there and the people and just the lessons and just the things that I was able to talk about and rap about with different people there. I mean, just those types of situations, putting yourself with like-minded people, like we're going to do with the collective is, you know, it's really helpful.
That's awesome. So let's leave it on. We'll end on this. Do you have a motto or do you have something that you, just words of wisdom that you live by or just some kind of a mantra that you kind of stay with you? It could be anything. It could be a Chinese cookie, something that was written on that, or just something that kind of moves you or helps you kind of stay on focus.
Every day I try to tell myself, and like mantras were always funny to me because I can read mantras, but then when I started saying these things out loud, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so silly. But I am enough and everything in the world is right, just the way it is.
Mm.
Like everything is in my life that is supposed to be in my life and it's right. So putting out that positive energy and the positive vibes, because constantly as women, as entrepreneurs, as jugglers of every single possible thing in the world, mothers who work, mothers who don't work, you know, I mean, it just, the list goes on as to what we all do. So reminding myself that I'm enough and that everything's right is just something that I have to do every day.
That's awesome.
It's so easy to just, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't do this. And oh, I'm doing it wrong and, you know, wrong and right and all of that. But
we're so hard on ourselves, yeah, too. Women especially. I feel like we're our biggest critics. But yeah, to know that I am enough and, you know, we're just as
the way that I am today.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And we also have the power to change things. You know, if we're not happy, you know, even in our situation, it's like, yeah, everything is right where it is right now. But we do have the power to change it, you know, every day.
Yeah. And you can be better and you want to be better and you want to do better. But if I were to stop right now, like, and take a snapshot, like, everything's just fine.
That's awesome. Candace, where can people find you?
Everywhere.
I'm going to post all the things on Instagram. I'll post all the different links because there are a lot of different places. But where can they find you personally?
On Instagram at Candace Simons, CandiceSimons. And at Jador Detroit as well. And you can, I mean, we have social media galore. So
we'll put all the different pages. Go eat Ali Tacos.
Go eat tacos. Join the girl gang.
Get a billboard.
Buy a billboard. Put your face on it.
Many different options.
And like visit Detroit.
I know. Detroit's the best city. The best city in the world. But Candace, thank you so much for joining us. It was a dream to get to hang out with you. So
thanks so much
for coming. And thank you everybody for listening to this week's episode of One Girl Revolution podcast. Join the revolution on Facebook at facebook.com/OneGirlRev, R-E-V. Or message me on Twitter, Kate M. Bryan, B-R-Y-A-N. Let us know what you think. We will post the links once it's up and we'll post all the information for how to get a hold of Candace and to check out all of her amazing projects she's a part of. So send us your comments, your thoughts, ideas, guests, story ideas, topics you want us to cover. And thanks again for joining us. We'll talk to you next week on One Girl Revolution podcast.